Oh, commercial flying can be a real adventure. Like the day I booked a last-minute flight to the Northwest to support some Native American friends of ours who had just lost their young son. Yeah, I was supposed to fly into Spokane, Washington, but fog shut it down and we were diverted to another airport for the night. So the airline put us up in a hotel overnight and promised us they would do their best to get us to Spokane the next morning. I knew if I didn't get to the reservation that next day, I would have missed what I was going for. I really needed the real scoop on whether or not our plane was going to get into Spokane. Thankfully, from a casual conversation at the hotel, I knew who the captain was. So that next morning, as we waited around trying to get some word on the fate of our flight, I saw the captain headed for a payphone in the airport. Yeah, this was a while ago. I made sure I got close to the captain. See, he was calling to check the current Spokane weather. And then as he walked over to the gate agents in charge of our flight, I overheard him say, "Well, we'll try Spokane, but I think there's only a 20% chance we'll get in. We'll probably end up back in Denver where we started." Well, that inside information helped me pursue alternatives, one of which got me where I needed to be when I needed to be there. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the secret of getting where you're supposed to go. There was one reason I knew where to go. I stayed close to the captain. You know, actually, that's how you're going to know what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to go. By staying close to the captain of your flight, by staying close to Captain Jesus. There are 8 words in our word for today from the Word of God that I've actually made into a plaque. It's hanging up at our house. They're from 2 Chronicles 23:7, and they remind me of the secret of knowing and doing what God has planned for in any given situation. In this chapter, a coalition of military and spiritual leaders is working to put the rightful king on the throne in Judah, even though he's only a boy. The temple staff, the Levites, are given a straightforward assignment, and here are those 8 words. Stay close to the king wherever he goes. Wow, that's your assignment too. That's my assignment. And when you do, when you stay close to the king wherever he goes, you'll be led naturally, actually supernaturally, into the next steps you're supposed to take. Just like that day at the airport when I got my direction just by staying close to the captain. He had the information I needed. But I never would have known that information except for my proximity to the one who knew. Well, it's like that with knowing God's will. It's not your cleverness in figuring it out. It's your closeness to God, whose will you're looking for. That's actually the spirit of John 10, which describes us as sheep following our shepherd. Jesus said, "My sheep, listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." See, it's about being where you can hear his voice, not figuring out some spiritual jigsaw puzzle called the will of God. If you're needing to know God's direction right now, don't focus so much on figuring out the plan. Focus on staying close to the man, to Jesus, whose plan it is. Living in God's will isn't supposed to be this stressful spiritual mystery game. Relax and do the things that get you really close to the person who's the pilot of your earth journey. Or in the words of the Bible, stay close to the king wherever he goes.
Thanks, Ron. Friend, is a word with you a part of your daily routine? We encourage you to subscribe to the email transcript version of a word with you. Each day's a word with you can be sent directly to your email box. Or if you prefer the weekly summary, you can get an entire week's worth of a word with you in one email. To subscribe to a word with you via email, visit awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.